No, it's looking very good. We have some very talented young players amongst our width. And today, Richie Wellens played the majority of the game, so it's nice to have him back and involved again. But no, the kids are coming on, and it's nice to finally get that bridge, the gap in the bridge between the youth team and the first team is coming closer and closer together. Thankfully, I've been assigned to help and make that process very, very fluent.
Just on Richie Wellens, before we talk about your new role and how you're finding your new role, important that he's getting back involved, like you say. Signed his new deal with the football club, and he can be a big player, can't he, for Doncaster?
Well, of course. He's been here before. He played a major part last year. It's nice to have a player of Richie's calibre back involved in the first team.
So how are you enjoying your new role then, coaching the side, and like you say, trying to bridge that gap between first team and youth team?
No, I love it. It was something that was discussed at the end of last year between myself and the manager. It was the manager's idea in the initial part. But it's something that I think everybody knows what I want to do after I finish playing. So it's something that hopefully helps me and gives me a bit of guidance, a bit of experience when I actually do stop playing.
Is that in terms of you want to become a coach and manager for first teams, or is it about youth development that you more want to be involved with?
No, youth development is very different. Before, obviously, I had a spell with Brian Flynn in the first team 2 years ago. And the youth set up in the system the way you've got to speak to them first and foremost. You've got to be a bit more patient with them. So it's very different to first team football. But the way I want to go, I want to be a manager. I don't want to be a youth team coach. I don't want to be an assistant manager. I don't want to be a first team coach. I want to be a manager. I want to be the one that's at the top of the tree and dictating what goes on in the football club. Obviously, that doesn't happen all the time, but that's my main aim and my main goal, and that's what I'm working towards at the moment.
Do you look at other managers you've had over the years then, and maybe including Paul Dickov now, and take little bits and pieces from their characteristics, things they did right, things they did wrong when you were playing for them, and try and bring it into your own coaching and management style?
Of course. You've got to take all the experience you're given from the top managers that you've played under. Obviously, you take the good points, the bad points, the different points. But I think the main stay of it is you've got to interpret it into your way of doing things and your way of thinking and your style of playing football. I think if you go out there and try and copy somebody else, you're going to fail. You've got to do it your way or no way, really.
How much time does it take up out of your training regime as well then? Because I imagine you've got to balance it now, haven't you? Because you're still playing for Doncaster, you're still involved on a weekly basis. So how do you kind of balance that up?
Well, to be fair, the reserve games or the development games are early in the week. So some weeks I'm not training on a Monday and take the development squad and then train on a Tuesday. I think we all know I'm not getting any younger. So sometimes a little bit of breather helps me and then keeps a bit more running in the legs for the latter stages of the week. But it's something that I wanted to do, and it's something that I work around training and coaching at the same time. It was a bit hectic today because we played at 1 o'clock and I trained this morning. But it's something I've got to deal with. It's something I want to do. So I've got to take the time and persevere and stick to get on with it.
Let's talk first team then. The international break's obviously just been around and the game called off for Doncaster as well, even though the international break doesn't technically apply in League One. But did it come at a good time in some ways, that little break? You've been able to, I guess, work together and get things set a little bit more, because it was a frantic start to the season, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
It was, and it's been a good month. Take away the two home defeats, it's been a good month, especially on the road. But I think the man of the goals against Oldham before the international weekend, I think we'd have preferred to play, to be honest. But on the back of that, we've had 2 weeks where we've had to put a lot of work in the training ground, up the fitness levels even more, worked on things that were a little bit lack at times, but no, you can look at it both ways. One, you want to get back on the pitch and play as quick as possible, but on the other side of that, you can work at things in a more relaxed environment.
And it's going to be a difficult game to get back underway with as well, isn't it? Bristol City, they're expected to be in the mix at the end of the season, so it's a tough clash to get back underway with after the break.
Yeah, it'll be a difficult one. They're at home. They're flying really high in the league at the moment. But like I said to everybody else, there's an awful long way to go. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's important for us to go away. We've been good on the roads again this season, so it's important for us to go there and put a performance and a display. We've had 2 weeks of working at things and controlling things in, as much as we can do. So if we put them into practice the weekend, it gives us every chance of getting the result that we want.
And finally, injury-wise, you're all good now. We know you had the neck problem and then you took a bit of a bash to that again as well in the first portion of the season, but you're good now, are you?
I was with my surgeon yesterday and he's now giving me the green light to just continue on and go on for as long as I can. It was a bit hectic midway through the first month of the season with the bash there, a bit scary at times, but no, it was... That was something completely different to what I've had done. I had a lot of x-rays and whatnot yesterday. They came back as normal. So it's a case of just get on with it now and get back to enjoying your football rather than worrying about this injury.
That must be a big relief for you, though, that you know that it is behind you now.
Oh, very much so. It's been a crazy, nearly 11 months now. You have your ups, your downs, you really, really, really dark moments. But that's all in the past now. I think I've gained mentally from it also because it's lonely times when you're injured and on your own for long periods. But no, it's all it's like you say, it's all in the past. And I'm only looking to the future now. And I'm going to try and play as many games as I possibly can.
Rob, really appreciate you joining us on Football Heaven this evening.
No problem. Thank you very much.